اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت فاطمة الزهراء صلوات الله وسلامه عليها: جعل الله الصيام تثبيتا للإخلاص. First of all, I would like to thank volunteers for their efforts today for cleaning the center. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them the best of the rewards as they came today, spend lots of hour cleaning at IEC. Today I would like to speak this hadith from Hazrat Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, where she addresses one of the secrets of fasting. Of course, there are many secrets that are being said in ahadith. For example, it is said that one of the secrets of fasting, it's patience. Another secret of the fasting is to make our will stronger. So there are many, but when we look at the choice of Hazrat Sayyida, she has chosen one of the secrets that is really important. She said, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ السِّيَامَ تَثْبِيتًا لِلْإِخْلَاصِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designated fasting that He can reinforce sincerity. You know, in our life, of course, we do many practices and many deeds that damages our ikhlas and sincerity. Sometimes it can be position, sometimes it can be wealth, materialistic world and involvement in this materialistic world. It takes away or sometimes damages our ikhlas. And do we have any medicine that we can take that if we can reinstate in our life ikhlas? Ikhlas is one of the most important factors that plays role in all our life. For example, for your prayer, you need to have ikhlas. For any good deeds to be accepted, it has to be based on ikhlas and piety. If we do not have ikhlas, none of our practices is going to be accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it has to be based on ikhlas. How we can reinstate and reinforce ikhlas? Fasting is one of the best ways that reinforces. But how that is possible? You know, about fasting, it is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this hadith is from 6th Imam Ja'far ibn Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And he narrates as a hadith Qudsi that Allah said, As-sawmu li, fasting is for myself only. Wa ana ajzi alayhi, I will reward for the fasting. So what it means when it has been said, fasting is only for me. Because, you know, fasting, you are not practicing outside. You are not pretending. This practice is not known by anybody. It is something to do with yourself. It's inner practice. As I've said yesterday, it's just an intention, nothing else. No more than that. It is intention. Intention is inside your mind. What you're doing, it's a practice between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else knows. So that improves our ikhlas. It gives us opportunity that we can improve our sincerity. And reinforcement of sincerity, it gives us benefit that we can be mukhlas or mukhlis. There are people, those who are mukhlis, that they have ikhlas. And there are people, those who are sincere, that their ikhlas has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been considered mukhlas by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this sincerity, it continues, then it is going to benefit us in all our years. So one of the most important provision that we will take during the holy month of Ramadan. That is ikhlas. That's what Hazrat Sayyida wants to say, that if you conclude whole month of Ramadan and say what you are going to benefit, how you are going to benefit during the holy month of Ramadan, that is ikhlas. Try to practice this ikhlas. Try to have it in your life. Not to pretend a lot, not to speak about that, not to say to other people that I'm fasting, because that is going to bring down the level of your fasting. Keep it secret. There has to be some sort of practices that are only between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's my connection and communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else has any business with that. I'm making only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is really going to reinforce. She said tathbeet, that means either it's going to make ikhlas firm in our life, or if it has been damaged, then it's going to reinstate and reinforce that. That is how it's important that every year we have to inject something in our life. Fasting is going to be like an injection that it provides again that we can be mukhlis. And I hope inshallah we start month of Ramadan with the intention of ikhlas and end with the same intention, that we can be reinforced one of the most important quality that will really benefit us in the rest of practices as well. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ